coming up tonight, 5:30 to 7 at Bridgestone Arena in the Smashville Meeting Room. It is the Nashville edition of the Blue Raider Blitz, hosted by our own Big Joe Dubin and also Chris Childers of SiriusXM. But, of course, Coach Derek Mason will be there, the head coach of the Blue Raiders. He is on the line with us now. Coach, what's going on? How are you?
Jeez, Big Joe, what's happening, man? How's everything going?
We're feeling good. We're trying to stay cool, but we're ready. We're ready for just a few months on August 30th as you guys take on Austin Peay. It's going to be here before you know it.
Right. Hey, listen, I mean, this football team is ready to get back at it. You know, we saw where we were a year ago, and we understand right now that this team is much different. You know, we've got a fair amount of new players, man. We've got 62 new players, but the 45 or so guys, man, who were off last year's squad are pretty darn good. So, you know, just trying to infuse the talent, make sure that the chemistry and collaboration is there, and that's what summer's for. But excited, truly excited about Phil and Floyd Stadium this year.
Before I get into some of the on-the-field stuff, I have a friend that works at MTSU, and I went out there Saturday, walked around campus. Hadn't really gotten to do that in a while. And, of course, I walked over to Floyd Stadium and all the construction that's going on. I know you got to be excited about the Smith Athletic Performance Center, that it's almost there. It's going to be ready to go. The ribbon cutting's on July 30th. That's going to be really, really cool, and I know help not only your team now, but the teams to come.
Yeah, you know, the Smith Athletic Performance Center is state of the art when it comes to performance, when it comes to nutrition recovery. It's much needed in this landscape of college, you know, athletics, where you know our student athletes deserve to have the opportunity to recover and train at a high level, and then. You know, you look at the stadium. The stadium looks gorgeous. What they did with the field turf, it had been a little while, so we dropped in some new turf. The stadium, from the ribbons to the backdrop of the SAPC to what's happening, you know, in and around the stadium with the Jumbotron, it looks like an entirely different place. So we definitely encourage people to come out and take a look at what the new Floyd looks like. And like I said, we plan to fill it in 2025.
Talking to MTSU head football coach Derek Mason. And coach, how much fun is it? The Blue Raider Blitz comes to Nashville tonight at Bridgestone just to get out and talk football, because for the last 5 months, all we've been talking about is NIL, and it drives me crazy. Now you get to get out and just talk football. How much fun is it to go out and just talk football?
Yeah, this thing is about ball, right? NIL is about, you know, it's something that was definitely, you know, on its way. It's not going backwards, but it's truly about the players in the game. I mean, once you get past all the numbers, you still get back to the simple idea that, you know, this is one of America's pastimes, and it's fun. College football is exciting as it's ever been. So for us to start talking about players, start talking about, you know, what the seasons look like, who can we expect to see, what type of energy do you expect to see from your team this season, and some of these guys who have to step into some roles, that's what I want to be talking about. That's sort of where I push my mind a little bit as we get ready to push from June to July and then, you know, to camp in August. It's definitely about the ball now. All that other stuff is really behind us.
What do you know, back when I played, when you played, we would show up in early August and then, you know, put your stuff in the dorm room. Next day you would do your conditioning. Now guys come June 1st. How much better is that, the acclimation projects? I got to tell you, Coach, when I went off to JUCO that first week, I was homesick. I wanted to go home. My mom's like, you ain't coming home. I'm like, all right, I get it. How much better is it now that the guys are on campus in June and they get acclimated to when football starts in August?
Let's be honest. I mean, that was a tough transition. It was almost, you know, zero to 100, you know, extremely fast.
Right.
Now we ease into it. We have the opportunity to get guys in the month of June. They have an opportunity to, between June and July, to get home a little bit, relieve some of the homesickness. And I think our players have done a good job. When you keep your players here, your older guys are able to mess with your new guys, your younger guys. They talk about these experiences. That's what team building is about. You have to be able to try to set culture with your team with this idea that, you know, guys are going through things. Guys are now starting to figure this thing out. Training is now pretty much all year round. So camp isn't what camp used to be. You used to go to camp to get ready to play. Now what we're talking about is, you know, how we're connecting this team, how this team is training. And when you go to camp, there's really no more to a day. So we're in this space where, you know, you're practicing and then you're walking through, and it's really more of a pro model than it is the old college model, because guys have trained all year round. So what you're trying to do is take some stress off the body to get these guys primed and ready for the season.
How huge is it that you have Nick Vadiato, a returning senior quarterback who's been through the fire, who puts a team first, but just know that he's going to carry out your work, Coach?
Well, it's to me, it's almost like having a cheat code. You know, Nick knows football. He's played in different offenses. He's familiar with this one for the second year in a row. He put up some numbers last year, but he wants to play his best ball. And we went out and got him an offensive line to keep him upright and to make sure that we can run the football. And he's got as much receiver talent as he's had here in the last couple of years. So, you know, excited about what that looks like. We tried to stock this backfield. We've done a good job of adding a couple of tight ends to the mix. So Nick is one who's trusted the process. And, like, with that, you sort of have to look into the vision of what your coach is trying to bring to the table. He's fully bought in. He could have left. There were a lot of people that wanted his talents. He decided to stay here. This place is home. You know, NIL is big, but I think his experience here and his ability to want to leave a legacy here is important to him. So to have Nick Vadiato, I think, is priceless right now for this program.
We're talking to Coach Derek Mason, MTSU football coach, and you mentioned the run game. I'm excited about your running back room because you got a lot of young guys in there, so guys that you can really mold.
Yeah, you know, we went to the transfer portal and got, you know, Ricky Hunt Jr., I mean, who's played at, you know, Ohio University, and I'm familiar with Ohio University, having spent some time there myself. But Jaquel Middlebrook is really the headliner of that room. But when you start to look at these young guys, whether we're talking about, you know, Austin Clemens, whether we're talking about local talent like DJ Taylor, who's the fastest man in the state, and Rocky Chandler, along with Aston Jones and Brooklyn Davis from Innsworth, we've got talent. It's a young, talented, extremely gifted room that really loves to compete. So what we've seen from that group so far is that not only do they like each other, but they show up every day and they're pushing each other because they know. They don't know what the conference is yet, but these guys, I think, are going to make their mark in this conference, and they're going to do it collectively. So it's going to be running back by committee.
What was your, you know, every coach does this to a player or whatever, but going back to Nick for a second, what was kind of your challenge to him for the off season and something that you wanted him to do to come back to training camp with?
Yeah, I think it was about getting to know these guys. I mean, it's about chemistry. The I know what he knows. I understand the level of ball he wants to play at, but it takes commitment from the guys that are in and around him. Right, it quarterbacks throw to guys that they trust, and trust comes through summer prep, summer workout. So again, getting guys, you know, on the same page. When you look at that room, you know, we're talking about guys like Miles Butler, who played, you know, extremely well a year ago. Gamarion Carter, you know, who was at Vanderbilt and is now poised to, you know, take over a little bit. Transfer from Arizona, AJ Jones, who I think is extremely talented. The transfer from Michigan, you know, Marion Walker. You know, Najee Cox. I can go on and on. This room is as deep as it's ever been. We may go 8-9 receivers deep.
Woo.
That's how deep the room is. And so the portal was good to us. Guys met. They saw what Amari did a year ago. And, you know, when you look at Holden and Amari, those guys left a lot of catches and a lot of yards out there. So somebody's got to get them.
I love it. Derek Mason with us tonight. The Blue Raider Blitz rolls in the Bridgestone Arena. You can go to GoBlueRaiders.com. $15. That includes parking, food, soft drinks tonight, and a meet and greet with the coach and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Chase and I were talking earlier, July 30th, when the new student center opens up, the football center opens up. Will you be DJing that day?
We want
you to DJ that day, Coach.
You may see me on the ones and twos that day, for sure. I'm looking at this as really like a reclamation. I mean, it's been a long time coming. I think the facility was announced in 2016, and you know, as we push, it's 2025. It's been a long journey for a lot of folks, but you know, kudos to you know Larry Maples, Dr. McPhee, you know Chris Massaro. When you look at the people that were involved in this process, including you know in the Smith family, it's been crazy. It's been truly amazing to see how far this thing has come. A lot of people put a lot of work into this. I've been through it a couple of times. When they open this thing up, it is going to amaze people what MTSU has on this campus, you know, for student athletes and what that experience will provide for the future. So extremely excited.
Coach, we're excited, excited to be out for practice again and like we do in training camp, but it's going to be here before we know it. So thanks so much for doing this today, and we'll see you tonight.
Chase, Big Joe, look forward to seeing you tonight. Take care. Let's go Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program, and always appreciate our conversations with him on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.